All right. So Elizabeth has posted an interesting inquiry on Google Plus. You may have seen it. She posted it about 4 o'clock today, and it's Thursday, April 18th. And in it, she asks two questions. One is there a product section? And she wrote products in all caps. Is there a products that we are supposed that we are to ask for in the proposal, or are we just asking for money to use in our programs? And Dr. Zeitz is on teleconference with me here on his computer, and the two of us are going to talk. My initial response is, no, I don't think you need to add an actual section in the proposal that says products where you list them out, but I do think there are places where you could mention them. For instance, there's a technology integration section and where you kind of justify a little bit of why you're using those tools and how you're going to use them. In your lesson summary, some of that might come out, but we weren't looking for you to necessarily make a request for, we want to buy X copies of this software and this many iPads. If you want to do that, we're not going to be upset about it, but that wasn't a requirement. That wasn't necessarily something we wanted to focus on. And Dr. Zeitz is going to share a few more comments about that.
Well, I think the important thing is that what we're looking at is we want you to know that we will, the MLM Foundation will support the work that you do. And the money doesn't matter. The support could be through money. The support could be through distribution of resources, through personnel, through whatever. So all we're saying is, and maybe we'd come in and build that classroom you want to design, whatever. The idea is that don't worry about the amounts. Worry about the vision, because the vision is what you want to develop. Because remember, the key to success is you identify your vision first, and then you find ways that you can fund it.
Okay. Yeah. We're not interested in budget information at all. That is typical in most proposals of this kind. But, you know, we aren't your math teachers or anything like that. We're interested in the design of a 21st century learning environment, your thinking as it relates to technology integration and how those can enhance learning and aid in instruction. And so we're all about the teaching and learning with technology. That's what you need to focus on. Really good question.
What are you doing this with? I mean, you're recording this. What are you using?
I'm using Audioboo right now for my iPhone.
And then that is actually recording it, and it will show up on the computer?
On the cloud? Yes. Yeah, after I record this, it posts it, and then I will just embed it in Google Plus, and they can read it. And I'm guessing you'll email a link or embed it on your blog, and your students will see it.
Terrific. Thank you. That sounds great.
All right. The other question is specific to University of Memphis, I see now, and you're asking... And your second question was, you asked if we're doing this in lieu of Thinking Routine 3. I'm not exactly sure what you're asking there, because y'all just submitted Thinking Routine number 3 last week. If you look under Phase 1, it says TR3, I used to think, but now I think. So that's been submitted, and that's the grade. So, again, I'm just not sure what you're asking. This is your final project. We may have one small assignment that we do at the end, but this is your final project. Yes, that's correct. This is the final big module and everything. So we are getting close to the end. So anyway, I think I've answered these questions, Elizabeth. If not, please feel free to respond in this discussion thread below just by adding a comment, and then Dr. Zeitz and I can consider this further. But this is probably going to be the final project, and then everything else will just be kind of housekeeping, closing out the semester. Hope this helps.